Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. We're in session once again this week for you. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The all-pro defensive end, Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend from Hunter and Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. I am your transparent host. Transparency is key. It's great to be with you and you, Michael Horn.
Good to be with
Mike,
you, Fred.
Right? And so it's great to be with you. The Super Bowl and the football season is finished. We're rejoicing in that fact. We're getting ready to, for pitchers and catchers here next week, probably. Major League Baseball and the training camp and the summer camps and the preseason games are going to be like 7,000 games. And already in my head, I'm tired of the droning of outside and low, ball three.
Well, you're tired that baseball season has even started?
Yes. And
you're sort of...
Because I know exactly what's going to happen.
Let me talk about that. Because what's with the great announcers that we used to have? Vince Scully retired. Most of them all have gone the route of paying less money to hire newer talent, which is fine. But it's like nobody's got their own style anymore. And the stories used to be the thing that really set aside all the
again,
baseball announcers.
You're very prescient. Because, you know, even with Vinny, even with the great announcers, there's a redundancy there. There's a branding. There's a preconceived anticipation that you're going to hear the game called the same way each and every time in every same situation, you know. And so I always gravitate to the announcer that kind of talks to me a little bit, doesn't get too excited about, you know, well, you got this local guy here that every time, outside, ball four, you know, and it's and he does it with the same voice as that he, you know, he hits a double or a triple or a home run, you know, and it's great. The sport's great, but people they grab it and they make it their own and they kill it and they give it back to you. And I, for the most part, I'm 72. I'm kind of worn out.
Well, you get a little worn out by it, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I am worn out.
Making that like a ball four, like it's a home run, something like that. The voice goes up. I'm with you on this. I'd like to get people's thoughts on this. You can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And definitely go to his new website where he's got his new movie up there, Highway 395. Go to FredDreyer.co, FredDreyer.co.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents.
Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only acting legend, football legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Football is on its way out. Baseball is here. Basketball is droning on for the last couple of months. Everybody's speculating about what's going to happen with the Lakers. The Lakers are playing better, certainly, with a lot of their new young players. They're now saying that they've got enough good young players to offer in a trade to go out and get LeBron James and these other guys that are going to be available this year. I say stay with your young players another year. All the people that they have them right now, go out and draft a couple more guys.
You're talking about particular teams? Or
the
just,
Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers
you're
talking
about. And go out and
you love the Lakers, don't you?
Well, I do. And, I knew some of the people over there. I knew Dr. Jerry Buss. But you root for them because they were so exciting and so great. And, you get great
players. Celtics?
You
like the Celtics, too?
I do like the Celtics.
And the Bulls?
I do like the Bulls.
Any of the Texas teams there? Not, Dallas, San Antonio?
No,
not big, huh?
No.
How about Golden State?
I do like Golden State.
Yeah, Golden State. Looking good over there. We should get back to basketball, but let's kind of recap the football season. Super Bowl 52. Your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer? I haven't heard from you to tell us your recap of that game. What do you think?
Well, it was unfortunate that, Philadelphia's starting quarterback, what's his name?
Wentz.
I almost said Pence. That was the vice president.
Yeah, that's right.
But Carson Wentz, didn't make it. That was a shame. But
Nick Foles
but
certainly did.
The great story was Nick Foles. The other story was just how poor the Patriots' defense has declined.
So there was not much defense in that game at all, hardly. What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, Brady will define any great defense to mediocrity.
Right.
But the other thing is, the Patriots let a couple of people go. They had some injuries. They had some untimely things happen. Hightower, they missed him. So I think this coming up year, everybody's coming back. You know, Brady's going to come back as well as Belichick and the offensive coordinator. By the way, the offensive coordinator backed out of taking the job with the Indianapolis Colts.
So wait a second. That was the big story. They're talking about it during the game. They're saying, like, this guy's going to the Colts. And I'm thinking, like, well, this guy's not going to be – well, he doesn't care about the outcome of this game. How can you be ready to – your
thought? Well, he does, but he wants another ring. But, you know –
he's going to stay with the Patriots.
But he's decided – you know, they had a big day planned for him. They were going to announce him. Just like, you know, Patricia took the Detroit Lion job the next day. He was gone.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But now you've got...
So this guy was ready to sign up with the
Colts. Well, he committed and said, yeah, we're going to... Now he says, well, I never really committed.
Yeah, he's
so he's
stay
pissed
with the
off
Patriots.
An awful lot of people. Ownership is upset, and so he's going to stay there. And I guess the underpinning is they probably promised him the head coaching job with the Patriots when Belichick leaves, if and whenever he leaves.
Really? Huh?
Yeah. And Brady's got his last couple of years, and I can see that it would be difficult if he left, if the coordinator left.
Be tough.
And Tom would have to go through his last remaining years with somebody new. And that's one of the big things, you know.
Yeah, because he had his special coach that was there helping him. And remember, Belichick wasn't letting the coach be there, and then he was, and then he wasn't. So, you know, Brady, as you get to be an older player, you become a creature of habit. Were you that way when you played?
Well, yeah, everybody is.
You went through your whole ritual of getting ready to go and prepping during the week and all that stuff?
Yeah. You know, I burned essence in my locker.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what I did.
So you're a child of the 70s. It's good. Let me ask you this question, too, because, and I want to get back to this, but how much does, because I heard you introduce somebody was writing a proposal about you, and they said how great Fred Dreyer is, and he has the same values of this person here, whatever, because raised a certain way. How much does upbringing, your childhood, and your dad passed away at a younger age in your life, but how much does upbringing with your dad and your mom go to a guy who becomes a player, and then you have your values to bring to the field and to the game, not only for yourself, but that other people look at it and say, oh, I'm going to kind of follow this example. How much does upbringing go with a player?
I think quite a bit, I would say. It's certainly common sense to think that how you're raised has a tremendous impact on what you do the rest of your life and the decisions that you make. I do know that my dad died when I was 17. He was 49. It was suddenly, and then my mother, you know, I had my mom all that time.
Right.
But the great thing is I was around good people. I was around,
your brother.
I was around good people. Yeah. I had, I didn't have, there was no tragedy per se in my family
right.
at all, you know, other than people, you know, living and dying, you know, but I always was able to figure out, I was attracted to people who I could learn something from, you know. And
me too. I like that. I like people that you can learn from and study. And that's what I watch you and look at you and watch you when you do this show. And knowing what I know now, I would love to go back in the time machine. And by the way, I know you got it parked out in the front. We go back and watch you play the game and see how what I've seen in you now shows up on the field.
Don't watch too carefully. Give me some leeway.
I'll give you a little.
The pressure. Ladies and gentlemen, the pressure.
Demand some things. I want to see
pressure
you on
the sideline. The lounge is just tough.
Eating salmon just before the game starts and everything. You were always like a health guy, too, as far as building up your body and eating the right stuff,
well,
right?
I mean, I don't
other
know.
Other than the vodka you used to drink,
well,
I think
you
everything
know,
was okay.
Other than those types of things, being drunk for the Super Bowl. But we won't get
true.
Into that.
That's
we will not
true.
Get into that right now. We will talk about it later because I think I have a problem with it still.
No, you don't. You do not. You know, occasional glass of port is not a vodka problem. So, but I mean,
oh, just a glass? Is that all you're supposed to have?
Is just a glass.
Oh, jeez.
All right. What about Rob Gronkowski? This guy says he may retire. He wants to maybe go into acting. Now, you retired, and maybe he's following your footsteps here.
That's what he's
just
doing.
Wait a minute. Now that I'm mentioning this, he's thinking he's going to go into acting. What do you think? Do you think he should play a few more years? Would you stretch
your... I don't know what he should do.
What do you think, though? Gronkowski's part of that New England Patriots
thing.
Well,
see, here the beauty is, these guys, you know, they play 3, 4, 5, 6 years. They have enough money to say, see you later.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he's taking into consideration the head stuff. Maybe he's got some family members just saying, hey, look, you got, $50 million in the bank. Let's just get out of here while you still have your wits about you. And maybe those are the types of things that he's going through. Maybe he has an opportunity to do some things that might be fun for him. He's young enough to make a mistake. You know, the older you get, the less mistakes you want to make.
Why don't you start a side business where you can kind of coach these guys
into their
offseason?
Well, he should actually call me.
Because I've heard he wants to be starring in a new series called Jumper, in which he's going to play a police guy that jumps from building to building and throws people off the top. What do you think of that show? You think that's got...
Well, it's got merit.
I think you could take a lot of these guys under your wing and show them, you know, a great way to get into the show business.
Because
you had two incredible careers, football and then the superstar and the iconic golden age of television and now movies with the Highway 395. You could take them under your wing.
Well, for a fee.
Of course.
I want to be
president of the company. I'm taking my cut. Don't worry.
I'm in on it, right?
Let me tell you.
Well, do you have his phone number?
No,
let's get him on the phone.
Let's get him on.
Find out if he's going to show up or if he's going to go Hollywood on us.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Dental Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer. So,
hi.
Okay, so defense was missing in Super Bowl 52, is what you're saying. It was just
that's what we were talking about.
Your recap.
And the Patriots went as far as they could.
They had the lead there in the last part of the game, but the defense could not hold it.
Exactly. I mean, and they didn't have any pressure on Foles, and as a matter of fact, Foles, you know, the Eagles didn't have that much pressure on Brady, and they did, and believe me, the offensive line for the Patriots was as good as they've ever been that game, but
they were good. They had that one stripping of the ball at the end that
would
put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But you had to really consider how badly the defense was. I watched things pretty closely, and they couldn't, neither team actually very well, but especially the Patriots, could not protect the edge. What I mean by the edge is running off tackle. Defensively, they couldn't protect the edge. If you can't protect the edge in that league, you're finished.
So the edge is running off tackle, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's the defensive ends, which I know pretty well.
Yeah, because that's what you played.
Yeah, and there are certain fundamentals and techniques and rules with no matter what defense that you're playing, you have to adhere to. You know, you have to have a down lineman, a big down lineman at the end of the line of scrimmage on the outside shoulder of the tackle or the tight end, and certainly stay as wide as the nearest back that's in front of you. Because you cannot let people hook you and run around the end. They run.
You got to hold that end.
They've got to hold it. You got to shrink the hole that's inside of you down. And there's no discipline in today's defenses. I'm a student of all this stuff, and I watch it. And it's amazing that they've made so many advances and so many corrections on offense or on defense to allow offenses to score a lot of points. You don't necessarily need to play real tough defense, meaning as long as you guys are scoring 27, 28 points a game, you can give up 21. And that's the philosophy. You can give up points. But when in my era, 60s, it was the era of the front fours and the crushing defenses that they had at the line of scrimmage. All those teams in the 60s, 70s, and 80s were noted for just crushing the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage. And as long as you have that, it's tough to tolerate anything else.
Exactly. So you've got to have that kind of a feel on there. And that's the astute look of you in the game that I think is very good when you take a look at it and you see what's happening and what's going on. Now, the President Trump is going to congratulate the Eagles on the win. There's going to be something going on at the White House, but this guy, Chris Long from the Eagles, said there's no chance he's going to the White House. I think he was on New England last year and did not go to the White House.
Yeah, that's
pass up a chance to go to the White House. I'd go.
No one's going to miss him. No one will miss him.
Exactly, right? I mean, it's your choice on whether you want to go or not, but I mean, come on, for gosh sakes, right?
Yeah. It's a great opportunity. You know, even when Ronald Reagan left office and I was invited out, you know, to Aviation High School, you know, in Redondo Beach years ago when the President Reagan came out, you know, to be with his daughter because she was running for a local office here in Southern California. And I was driving through traffic like crazy just to meet him.
Yeah, I went to a place to meet him. You want to meet a president
if
you can.
Yeah, it was great.
So, yeah, so that's the deal. So that's going to be happening. And then, this J.J. Watt, this is a pretty big deal. He was named the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year because of the fundraising efforts he did in Houston. You know, he played for Houston, and he accepted the award this last Saturday. And he said, this award is about the inherent good that lies within humanity. It's about the city of Houston, its ability to overcome adversity at a time when it all seemed lost. It's about the hundreds of thousands of people from from all over the country and all over the world who donated to the city they have never been to people that they have never met. So he wins that award.
He should.
And the Houston Astros won the World Series, too, by the way.
He did a great job. And certainly there were other people there who came, who placed second, third, and fourth that were certainly probably worthy of it. But he came along at the right time and had the right effect.
Yeah, and J.J. Watt playing for the Houston Texans, and since 2011, they raised more than $37 million in 19 days. That's a pretty big deal. So,
well, he's a good citizen, and you praise good citizenship, and he's to be honored.
He is. He's to be honest. That's really good. I'm very proud of him. That's very good. And I think everybody there, too. So, anyway, so we got Mongoose coming up. Is that right?
Is the Nick, we come back, we're going to have him?
We're going to have him.
We're going to have Tom Mongoose McEwen come on. He's going to tell us all about drag racing.
Yeah, and you can talk a little bit about it. You used to kind of tail him and everything like that when you were in your younger days, checking out, yell things at him through the fence?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Straight ahead, that continues here. We're in the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Check out his website, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much, Michael Horn. You know, every February since 1961, people have flocked to Pomona Raceway, Mike Horn.
Yep.
To see the unveiling of the drag racing scene, and this weekend will be no different. 2018 Winter Nationals is the Lucas Oil sponsored NHRA Winter Nationals this weekend at Pomona, and who better to talk about it than our good friend Tom the Mongoose McEwen? Tom, come on in, brother.
Hi, Hunter. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. We're a lot better now that you're here.
Yeah, really. And we are, Tom.
Hey, listen. What's up? Another season. You know, I mean, they come and go, don't they? I mean. What do you see coming up this season here? What's going on in drag racing?
Well, guys, this year, 2018, National Hot Rod Association, NHRA, is going to have a legend tour of a few of us old guys that are still around. Myself, Garlitz, Shirley, Ed McCullough, McCullough, a few of the guys that are still around. And they're going to have, of their 23 races this year around the country, they're going to have these legends at different races, and starting at Pomona here, I'll be out there. The Winter Nationals are starting on Thursday through Sunday this weekend. Prudhomme will be there on Saturday, and then it's going to go from there to Phoenix, and then it will go to Las Vegas, and then it will go to Houston, and then on and on all around the country, and it'll go all the races. And then next year, 2019, at the Gator Nationals in March of 19, it will end there, and everybody, every legend they used all this year will all be at the one race. And while they're there, they'll also go to Garlitz's Big Daddy, Hall of Fame thing they have there in Florida every year. They'll have a big thing with everybody. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, listen, you're not going anywhere east of Las Vegas, are you?
I wish I wasn't, but I am. It's gonna be like forty years of road.
Well,
like
you
40 years of road.
You gotta take your sleeping bag with you. You know, I mean, you gotta take your television. You got your portable TV with you.
Gotta take my heating pad and all my stuff with me. You know, and my vitamins and all the stuff you make me take every day to keep me healthy.
Well, you're losing weight, from what I gather.
Yeah, I've done. I had a little heart problem a couple of years ago, and they put a pacemaker in me.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me if I wanted to last, I should lose some weight. So I lost 45 pounds.
Good man.
That's good.
And you've been yelling at me for years about weight. I'm trying to be like you. And so that's what I'm feeling good. Everything is good. And then the big Bakersfield March meet up at Bakersfield, which they, matter of fact, Blake and said today, want to know when you and your friends were coming back. And I told him that you always say hi, but you're always busy.
Well, we are busy, which is good. It's a good busy, you know. And one of these days, I'll grab Mike. You want to go out there?
I want to go out there. Here's the thing I'm thinking. You know, if Mongoose is going out and traveling around, why don't you get that old VW van out of the mothballs, and you put a couple of mattresses back there?
No, I'll just put a new motor in it. And
that too? You know, maybe, yeah. Tom, you can help them to soup it up a little bit there. And you guys travel the country in style, for gosh sakes.
Let me tell you something. Hunter, you got any idea what that van is worth today?
Oh, man. Well, you know what I did? You know, several years ago.
Uh-oh. I don't want this story.
Well, no, no.
Okay, go ahead.
I had to make a decision, came to a crossroads, and I sold it to a plumber in Whittier.
You did not.
I did.
You sold it to a plumber?
And you know what?
Prudhomme Plumbing, I think
tears.
Is the name.
Was Prudhomme Plumbing. Yes, that's right. He was in tears. I think he backdoored it to Prudhomme. Prudhomme's got it down there in San Diego.
Be careful. Look for it, Tom.
Well, I think they're going to make a movie about it.
Well, they're going to get their ear full when they...
They call it... They don't know that the van has a name called Peyote.
That's what it does. It drives itself, you know.
Good. It's a good plumbing van, by the way. It's good.
So,
let me tell you, you and I had a lot of fun in that van, and it was a lot. You had a lot of fun, a lot of good years out of that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it damn thing just didn't want to go fast enough when I wanted it to. But
you had the oil cooler on there, didn't you?
I had that log, the oil log, Tom, underneath the car. I put it on the side of the frame. And it kept that oil right around 200 degrees, which is perfect. He always told me oil should be about 200 degrees.
Yeah, you took good care of it, and the guy got a good deal when he bought it.
He sure did. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, one of the things that kind of bothered me was I know on the death of Scott Coletta?
Right.
When he passed away, when he was killed out there at the raceway.
He was killed here 8 or 10 years ago at Englishtown. The car went full throttle, went off the end of the track into the trees.
Well, they changed the distance from a quarter mile to 1,000 feet.
Right, they dropped it for safety. They dropped it from a quarter mile to 1,000 feet, and now they're running faster in 1,000 feet than a quarter mile.
Yeah. So why don't they go back to a quarter of a mile and just lengthen the track about another 500 feet?
Well, there's no room. They don't have any room. What I'd like to see them do is just cut back on the tune-up a little bit. They don't need 10,000 horsepower.
We're talking with Tom McEwen right here.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's Julie Michael Horn with the Fred and I were talking about turmeric. It's a very good.
We have a lot of it.
Put it on there and shake it on things. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the sports legend. Our guest today, Tom McHugh and the Mongoose, the 2018 Winter Nationals. Starting off, I think televised too, the Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals presented by ProtectTheHarvest.com. And this is going to be televised, is that right, Tom?
Yes, sir. The whole race will be on TV.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Now, it's a national deal. Now.
I got a promotion for next year. I'm going to get that 53 Mercury, the last of the great flatheads, Tom. And I got just about ready to go. I think I got to change the fuel pump on there.
Great body style, by the way.
It's a good. It's got those bullets on the front, you know. And want to go up against that 54 Olds that you used to have.
All right, and then Fred will go borrow back the VW van, put nitrous on it, and he'll race the winner.
That's it.
Yeah, I put my wheelie bars back on.
That's it. Listen, we're not kidding about this. You go to YouTube and search Fred Dreyer VW wagon, and you'll see him in some videos that he did there. I don't know, Tom, you might even be in some of those for all I know.
Yeah. I might be. I was telling Fred the other day. I've been watching Hunter. They got Hunter back on TV again, and I've been watching Hunter beat up people.
Well, he's been calling me. Tom calls me and
after
says, "Did
episode?
You know that you got two episodes coming on here where you throw a guy off a roof?" I said, "Yeah, well, that's that was the whole idea."
You know, Tom, he was the number one guy, the number one actor. I believe he holds the record in the Guinness Book of World Records as throwing more people off of roofs than anybody else in crime dramas.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw him play football with the Rams, the way he could handle those guys on the start line, he would certainly be good in the movies, I always thought.
Well, we put it to good use. We dovetailed both careers, and here we are. Now I'm stuck with Mike.
Well, as soon as I'm getting all my sponsor people to call you guys so you guys can be on every day.
Oh, that's perfect.
That is perfect, Tom. And you once a week we have a report from you.
Well, that's fine. You better hurry, though. I'm getting old.
Well, tell us about that 1975 funny car that you had over there. This was really something else.
Well, we got in the NHRA Museum at Pomona. It's on the fairgrounds there where the race is going to be this weekend. So everybody that comes out to the Winter Nationals, make time to go to the museum and see all the good cars. And I've got a couple of cars in the museum, including the Corvette that beat Perdomo at Indy in 78, which this year at Indy, and Labor Day weekend will be the 40th anniversary of me beating him in the final, which was voted the best drag race ever by the people. So there's a lot to see at the museum there.
Mike, you might, if you come,
it's a great museum.
You might want to drive one around the parking lot.
Well, you think?
They'll let you.
They'll let you do that.
I'm almost positive.
The L.A. County Fair View. You can go into that museum. It's open all the time. And it's great to go in there and check this stuff out. And you're very prominently displayed in there, Tom McHugh.
Yes, he is. Yeah, it, right up in the front. If you go in and go to the left, you're right there. That's good.
Yeah, I've got a couple of cars in there, and it goes back in history. There's a lot of history in there, and it's set up very nice. The guys have done a nice job with it, and so this weekend, if you're going out there, and then also tickets, they can buy tickets for all the races on the internet. You can buy tickets for the March meet in Bakersfield on the internet. And then, of course, the museum has another big race at Bakersfield in October. So this year there's a lot of stuff going on.
And, of course, none of it would be possible without Billy Bones and Sizzler, right?
That's exactly right. Billy Bones and the Sizzler, and Billy started out washing, peeling potatoes and washing dishes, and ended up owning a dozen of them.
Yeah,
and he was a sponsor.
Yeah.
I take it. Huh?
Well, he was a sponsor. Tom had a guy come over one day and paint Sizzler on the side of the car.
That was great.
It's that simple. That's what we should do.
Right, and then him and his partner decided to come out with a bicycle, and they started with just aluminum front wheels for kids' bikes, and then they made a whole bicycle for the kids to jump the motocross with, and they came to me and they wanted a name, so Billy said, "Okay, let's put the Mongoose on there," so we made a kid's bike, Mongoose bicycle, back in the day, too. So there
Genius.
Was a lot of stuff that they did.
How about that? Tom, you know, was the marketer of all drag races.
Who is Roland Leung?
Roland Leung is the Hawaiian.
The Hawaiian. So here's what he said. I'm quoting right now. He says, "McEwen was the smartest of the bunch. When he came up with the Hot Wheels deal using Snake and Mongoose characters, it shook the world of drag racing big time. He produced a sponsorship package that allowed him and Prudhomme to buy the best equipment, pay expenses, make money, sell their image all over the United States. I hate to admit it, but McEwen and Prudhomme showed us the way to the future. They were a lot smarter than most of us who didn't see past the end of the quarter mile." You're the guy, man. You should come in and...
Mr. Drag Racing.
We're getting Fred Dreyer is going to get former NFL stars into the world of acting. We're going to get you to train marketing people.
Well, I got. I'm talking to the Ram owner to bring Fred back. It's Ram.
That's it.
As what?
First. As what? As what are you coming back as?
Ride a white horse.
You mean the guy that was at the Coliseum last summer and walked past me?
Yeah, the guys that won't even let you in now.
No, the guy didn't even know who I was.
Was that the Ram owner?
Cronky.
Stan Cronky.
Let me tell you, the fans know who you are.
Well, yeah, that's what matters. But Stan, it came walking by, and I said, "Hi, Stan." He just kind of looked right past me.
Who's that guy?
Pushed me out. Tom, can you hold on just a second? We'll come back for
sure.
All right, we got you should join us here. Tom McEwen is here. The 2018 Winter Nationals starting up this weekend on television. It's the Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals presented by ProtectTheHarvest.com. And Tom going to be making appearances at these around the country. Phoenix, going to Las Vegas, going to the East Coast. He's there everywhere. Fred Dreyer going to be out at a couple of them as soon as he gets the old VW
started. It's my favorite city. Phoenix is my favorite city.
Is it? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice this time of year. It's a good temperature.
Yeah, I wait till it gets to be about 130, and then that's when I roll out.
That's right. And you've got the oil cool.
Oh, I got the oil cool. You got the oil up to about 300.
No, keep it down to 200.
Keep it 200. Yeah, I'll keep it down.
You're right in the middle of our great interview with the Mongoose, but I got a couple of emails here we got to get to in our email segment. Pamela says she was watching this episode called Change Partners and Dance, the episode of Hunter, in which, what were you dancing in this thing? She said it's a fan favorite. You remember that one?
When was that?
She sent a picture of you with a come hither look. And it's quite pretty good. We'll post it up on our website at crntalk.com. Stevie says, "Hi, Fred. Love your take on the politics of sports. What did you think of the game Saturday? Any picks of the next year's Super Bowl or Sunday's game?"
Well, it's too early for picking Super Bowls. But for the most part, it went the way I thought. I thought Philly could win. I thought New England would. It didn't work out that way.
Now, Callie says, "My dad's a big fan of yours. How can we get an autograph? His birthday's coming up, and I know he would love it."
Well, you can send off a photograph request here to the CRN station. I don't know if we have that information here or not, do we?
I think we do, but we'll post it up on the website.
We'll post it.
CRNtalk.com.
But it's on our website. But certainly, if you need anybody listening who needs an autograph, just, send the autograph along with the self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll sign it and send it back to you.
Yeah, he'll take care of it for you. And finally, we have a note here from Brenda. She says, "Hey, Hunter, I liked the show growing up. Do you have a fan favorite show growing up? What was the show you liked to watch?"
I liked Maverick.
He was Maverick, was that?
Really? I like Maverick. Living on Jackson, Queens, not just with New Orleans.
And Maverick was the man, right?
Yeah, Luck was a lady he loved the best.
Don't forget to send Fred Dreyer if you want some email. Call freddreyer.com is our website, or go to his website, freddreyer.co. Send it out. He'll read them on the air and answer them for you. And keep listening here to us on The Lounge.
Exactly.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the legend. Yeah, this is the guy that two safeties in one game in the same quarter, for gosh sakes. He's the Sultan of safeties and the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. We also have another Sultan with us, Sultan of Drag Racing, Tom McEwen. Tom, welcome back.
He called me kid. I talked to him off the air. He says, okay, kid. When you get it, I feel like I'm like, I'm on walking on air. Tom McEwen called me, go ahead, kid. Thank you, Tom.
You can take that to the bank. You can take it to the bank.
I just turned 81, so all my friends.
Thank you.
Now's the time to thank you.
That's it.
Tell us about what's going on in terms of drag racing, the rules. Every time I go out there, which is rare, but I do, when I do go out, I always hear these engines now are 15,000 horsepower. How do they know these engines are that strong?
Well, there aren't any dynos that you can put one of these engines
exactly.
on. They're not strong enough to hold them. But they can figure out, the engineers can figure out that what they could do and the amount of fuel that goes through them and the superchargers and the 500-inch engine. They figured out that they're making like 10,000 to 12,000 horsepower. And you remember now, they only do it for three and a half seconds now. So it's not like, and then they still blow them up. They're like a giant bomb. So they got a lot of power, and when it runs on 8 cylinders. Which they try to do, it makes a lot of power and a lot of torque, and then the Goodyear tires and the downforce of the wings try to hook them to the track, and then it's quite a thing to watch them.
Yeah, how much torque do you think these things have?
Oh man, I don't.
If the horsepower is 12, let's say it's 12 for the heck of it. How many foot pounds of torque do you think these guys are putting on?
They probably get 8 or 9,000 pounds.
Wow. No. That's a lot.
I mean, it was, like some of these diesel rigs that they have out now, these big fancy diesel trucks, and they even race those. But the guys that buy these diesel rigs now on the highway, if you hop those things up, first thing they do is they break the drive lines, and actually diesel's got so much torque that you've got to really have some strong stuff around them.
How come diesel has more torque than the regular gas motors?
I really don't know. I know that the diesel fuel now is fairly expensive now, but a lot of guys on these giant trucks, these haulers, these diesel trucks will go a lot. They go 1,000 miles. I mean, they go a million, however, many, many miles with these pulling these roads. So the diesels, other than their noise and the smell of them, sometimes they're workhorses.
Do you watch that that show on I think it's on the Discovery Channel, those two guys who build diesel hot rods?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's really a great show. I love all those things. I like Fast and Loud. I like all that stuff. It's all this awesome.
I like Snake. Go ahead.
Ever since we did the Snake Mongoose movie here a couple years ago, and it was pretty good because there hadn't been a movie in 35 years since the Shirley Muldowney movie. So
Heart Like a Wheel.
That did good. And then you've got these outlaw stuff on TV now where there's a lot
really
of
good.
That, run what you've wrung type stuff. So
yep.
there's a lot of activity going on.
All right, Tom McEwen, with Snake and Mongoose, the movie, and everything else about you, what's the website? Where do we go to get more information on you?
Yeah, just Mongoose Racing or Tom Mongoose McEwen, either one. Or there's a Snake Mongoose movie site that's got 100,000 followers on it that I told them that we were going to be on your show today.
Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, we like it. Mongoose, by the way, is M-O-N-G-O-O-S-E. So go to mongooseracing.com or look at Tom McEwen, M-C-E-W-E-N, or Tom, the Mongoose McEwen.com. It's good stuff. I love it every time he's here on the show.
Tom, always the best. I'll be chatting with you, certainly, but thanks for coming
thanks
on
for being
and spending
on the, show,
the time
buddy.
With us.
Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be on the top-rated show, guys. Thanks for having me.
There we go.
So,
all right,
love
bud.
This guy. I love him.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. That Mongoose, something else, isn't he? Good to have him on the show, Tom McEwen.
Good friend. We've known each other for many, many years, decades. And
good stuff.
He's alive and well. I like the fact that he's drinking lots of water and losing weight.
It's good. Alkaline water, good things. By the way, for our emailers out there, we have our mailing address here if you want to send in your letters to Fred Dreyer. It's 9135 Alabama Avenue, Unit A in Chatsworth, California. 9135 Alabama, Alabama Avenue, Unit A, Chatsworth, Chatsworth, California, 91311.
Yep.
91311.
Yep. Yep.
Now, your movie, Highway 395. Mm-hmm. A lot of people going to your website and checking this thing out at freddreyer.co, correct?
Yes, they are, and they're being rewarded with a nice little treat to watch the trailer and then an opportunity to download, not send away for a DVD, That's old technology.
You can download
it. Download it right there, and you can have it.
Once you download it, it'll be on your computer, your viewing device, your Amazon Fire, whatever.
There you go.
And you can watch this thing at all times. That's good stuff.
I think so.
And a good reaction coming back. You said you liked, in our email, say when you said you were liking Maverick was one of your favorite shows. Were you a big Gunsmoke fan as well, too?
I love Gunsmoke. I love Maverick.
Rawhide.
I did like Rawhide. Right. Matter of fact, I watch
Mr. Favor and
Rowdy Yates. I watch all those guys. I told you I ran into Eastwood here up in the in the valley here.
What happened? You didn't tell me that story.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was going in, I was going out. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. See ya. Bye.
Where were you? You're going to a restaurant or something?
I was at Oliva. Oliva restaurant.
Oliva restaurant.
Yeah,
what kind
out
of that
valley?
Thing? Sounds like a Mexican restaurant, Oliva?
Italian. Yeah.
Good one? Now, we've never been there. I'll go to Oliva with you.
Would I be in a bad restaurant?
No, it's a good one. It's in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, it's over on Ventura and Van Nuys.
Good restaurant.
Right over in Sherman Oaks.
We'll have to go ahead and give that one a shot. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and that's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can also email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, FREDDRYER, @CRNTalk.com. And his website, FredDreyer.co. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
It's been a great day. We're on to a new year, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun with everybody.
We'll see you next week, huh?
Indeed.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.